He trembled as he rang at the little flat in the Rue Notre Dame des Victoires. The door was opened by the maid whom he had seen coming out of Christine's dressing room one evening. He asked if he could speak to Madame Valerius. He was told that she was ill in bed and was not receiving visitors. "Take in my card, please," he said. The maid soon returned and showed him into a small and scantily furnished drawing room, in which portraits of Professor Valerius and old Daae hung on opposite walls. "Madame begs Monsieur le Vicomte to excuse her," said the servant. "She can only see him in her bedroom because she can no longer stand on her poor legs." 5 minutes later, Raoul was ushered into an ill-lit room where he at once recognized the good, kind face of Christine's benefactress in the semi-darkness of an alcove. Mama Valerius's hair was now quite white, but her eyes had grown no older. Never, on the contrary, had their expression been so bright, so pure, so childlike. "Monsieur de Chagny," she cried gaily, putting out both her hands to her visitor. "Ah, it's heaven that sends you here. We can talk of her." This last sentence sounded very gloomily in the young man's ears. He at once asked, "Madame, where is Christine?" And the old lady replied calmly, "She is with her good genius." "What good genius?" exclaimed poor Raoul. "Why, the angel of music." The Viscount dropped into a chair. Really, Christine was with the angel of music? And there lay Mama Valerius in bed, smiling to him and putting her fingers to her lips to warn him to be silent. And she added, "You must not tell anybody." "You can rely on me," said Raoul. He hardly knew what he was saying, for his ideas about Christine, already greatly confused, were becoming more and more entangled. And it seemed as if everything was beginning to turn around him, around the room, around that extraordinary good lady with the white hair and forget-me-not eyes. I know I can," she said with a happy laugh. "But why don't you come near me, as you used to do when you were a little boy? Give me your hands, as when you brought me the story of little Lotta, which Daddy Daae had told you. I am very fond of you, Monsieur Raoul, you know, and so is Christine, too." "She is fond of me," sighed the young man. He found a difficulty in collecting his thoughts and bringing them to bear on Mama Valerius's good genius, on the angel of music of whom Christine had spoken to him so strangely, on the death's head which he had seen in a sort of nightmare on the high altar at Perrault, and also on the opera ghost, whose fame had come to his ears one evening when he was standing behind the scenes, within hearing of a group of scene-shifters, who were repeating the ghastly description which the hanged man, Joseph Bouquet, had given of the ghost before his mysterious death. He asked in a low voice, "What makes you think that Christine is fond of me, madame?" "She used to speak of you every day,"